Mulula, Bugale Mwahafa, Orike Wamwena, Itujepo, Tuhafe, Hamati. Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 10th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, we can expect clear with winds from northeast again at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 85 and will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 4%. Tomorrow is new moon in Capricorn. Today at Unity Pavilion in International Zone at 5 p.m, we are invited by Korean residents and Korean Pavilion to a lecture with the performances Dance and Authentic Korean Martial Art, Dance at Taekyon, as one event of 2013 organized by Korean residents and Korean Pavilion. The lecturer is Werner Sasse, a well-known German professor majored in Korean studies in Germany and Korea. And here's an interview done by our volunteer Herman with Professor Sasse.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I would just like to welcome you here in the studio. And could you please give us an overview of who you are and where you're from?
Yes, well, my name is Werner Sasse. I was born in Germany, but I live in Korea now. In Germany, I was professor of Korean studies, that is, cultural studies, not only language, but history and ethnology, anything, just culture, and established Korean studies departments in East Asian institutes. And then upon retirement, I went to Korea, and since 2006 now, I'm living in Korea.
Okay. And the lecture that you will give tomorrow evening, can you give us an overview of that?
Well, there's two reasons. One is the Korean culture is very underrated. It's not well known. That has to do with history, but I want to introduce some of Korean culture history. The other thing what I want to do is I want to overcome and tell people how to do that, overcome the nationalistic history writing where each, especially in Asia, each country is sort of concentrating on their own culture, and they admit there have been influences, but they don't see that these so-called influences are actually the mainstream of culture. Mm-hmm. And I want to give us a number of examples showing how we have to learn to look not on the surface of history, on dates or on names of people, but rather on the underlying currents, which goes way beyond individual countries' histories.
So basically for people to break out of their patriotic shell,
right,
and embrace a planetary consciousness.
I got the idea when I was invited to take part in the One Asia Festival in New Delhi.
Yeah.
My wife is a dancer and I'm a calligrapher. And so the subject of One Asia suddenly made me realize that for a long time I have been lecturing that without having the name for it. Now yeah. I got the name.
Okay. It's almost like a European Union sculpture become one, and now just the Asian effect of that.
Yes. Yeah. And of course we have to learn to realize the differences in the two. But this process has started and it's a very healthy one.
Okay. And then there will also be some activities for the people to participate in tomorrow?
Well, rather, not an exhibition, really. We thought that it would also be fun for the audience to do something with their hands.
Yeah.
So one of the highlights of Korean cultural history is their alphabet. And since I'm going to talk about the alphabet and the influence from India in the creation of the alphabet, We thought it would be fun if people who want to do that would practice a little, like writing their own name in the Korean alphabet or something like that.
Yes. And could you tell us what time and where it will be?
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock at Unity Pavilion.
Unity Pavilion.
Yes.
Okay.
5 to 7.
5 to 7.
Okay.
And there will be drinks. I mean, tea.
Tea. And, some cookies, snacks.
Yes.
Some entertainment.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And for all those interested, see you tomorrow at 5 then.
Thank you very much.
BCC informs us that since BCC has received very little concern regarding a mandatory solidarity approach to take care of the entire community's health care requirements, therefore BCC has decided to go ahead with this beginning January 2013. So we have to keep in mind that the health fund contribution is mandatory regardless of any existing health insurance in India or abroad. On Saturday, there will be plenty of events, and one of them is Collective Intelligence Day in Unity Pavilion, organized by Unity Pavilion Shiru and Jean-Francois Nouben. Collective Intelligence Day means that one would be offering himself a whole day around collective intelligence, which will allow him to go deeper and more direct experience across the many tools, techniques, methodologies, and creative power one has at his disposal. During this day, he will play with their bodies, mental and spirit. He will learn some basic concepts and do as few practical workshops. If you would like to participate, invite your wonder and your inner child, leave aside your yes but, come with your what if. They will speak in English. For people who don't feel fully comfortable in this language, everything possible will be done to translate when needed. Attendees need to register before, so they're asking you to send a mail to unitypavilion@oroville.org in, and in this mail, you need to specify your name, your mail, your phone number, and the language you feel comfortable with. This Collective Intelligence Day comes from pure gift economy. If you want to express your gratitude, you may do it in different ways. Offer money to the Unity Pavilion in that relies to gift economy, or ask them what other forms of wealth they may need. And you can support the people who invited Jean-Francois Nouben to come to Oroville financially or in any other form of wealth. Just ask. On the same day, the American University of Paris and Linus University from Sweden want to invite us for a presentation of projects that they did during practicum in and around Oroville at Multimedia Center between 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. Also on Saturday at 4 p.m. in Town Hall in Conference Hall, we can listen to Be True, Not Violent, a peace program for children, youth and adults, how they can solve their conflicts peacefully. This is for making awareness to every age in order to create peaceful surrounding. Be True Not Violent is a violence prevention program for schools and social institutions. The curriculum is structured in a way so that it can be used internationally for children in trouble spots in developing countries and also in daily environment in the Western context. It was written by Rita Urban, Astrid Kumar and Emmanuel Sanzini and developed as a model project at IKM School in Oroville. On Wednesday, 16th of January, at 2 p.m., we are invited to the third year celebration of Pongal Festival in New Colors. Everyone can participate in recycled arts and crafts activities and in column drawing. Let's all come together and be happy with their children. Recycled dolls and food are sold for fundraising. Road, Visitor Center, Eden Chavanadi Temple, right to New Colors. You can contact them on 958-55-13279. Or you can mail them to newcolors2002@gmail.com. Matri Mandir team is looking for volunteers for February at the amphitheater to make our coming together in February a very active collective moment. Orovillian volunteers are welcome to join hands and minds at the amphitheater with setting up candles and helping with the flowers. Volunteers are needed to be present in the crowd, quietly attentive for the atmosphere around them. They need help for giving out the tokens to visitors at the visitor center. They're asking us to join, as at present there's only a handful of volunteers available for now. They offer a briefing and getting familiar with the place and the team on Thursdays at 5 p.m. A City Transport update us with the evening free shuttle service starting from Friday, which means from tomorrow, between 6 to 9:30 p.m. Every Friday evening, it will be pick up and drop in city area mainly. You can phone Visitor Center at 262-2611 and they thanks to their volunteer driver. But if there are more volunteers, more evenings will be covered. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see Histories the Festival, Cannes Stories, directed by Gilles Jacob from France. At Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Smile Pinky, made in 2008 by director Megan Millan, and Born to be Wild, directed by David Likely. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. Spanish comedy Say I Do by director Juan Calvo. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama fantasy, Beasts of the Southern Wild, made in USA in 2012 by director Ben Zeitlin. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we have a chance to see production of workshops of our children at school, and we will see A Brief History of Orville, Mommy Love, The Other Half, and Up. And in the evening, they will screen at a Hollywood Musical Film Festival at Cine Club at 7:30 p.m., drama musical My Fair Lady, made in USA in 1964 by director George Sukor. In the deep, there's a greater deep. In the heights, a greater height. Sooner shall man arrive at the borders of infinity than at the fullness of his own being. For that being is infinity, is God. Virtue Rubindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.